Yes, they were talking about the star on Broad Street for Harry Moseley, and we had a few people calling in, and Tom Ross was listening to us talking about this, and we've got him in. Now, this is always a risk getting Tom in, because we're only on for 3 hours, and this man can go on a little bit. But, Tom, you had us talking about this, and...
Well, obviously, I'm very interested in Harry Moseley being an ambassador for the Harry Moseley charity, also being a trustee for the fund. So it is important to me, because he was a friend of mine.
Yeah, he was.
And his family are, and... This go, you know, we can go back a year when there was a great campaign on Facebook to get a star on Broad Street for Harry Moseley.
We didn't know about this.
No, well, I'm telling you. You don't know about a lot of things, but I'm telling you.
It's like you in football.
1-1. Don't get onto football. We're doing something more important today.
No, this is very important.
Yeah, go on,
and this is Harry Moseley. And because, you know, everybody knows by now the story of Harry, but Harry Moseley touched you guys. He touched me, changed my life, my whole perspective on life. He inspired me, and he became a good friend until he passed away, sadly. But his family are still friends, and as I say, as an ambassador for him, for his charity, and also a trustee, you know, I'm so impressed by everything about this young man, and I'm proud of him as a Brummie. I'm a Brummie, and as a Brummie, I'm proud of him. Not only is should the city be proud of him, the whole country should be proud of what he's done.
Well, you're not the only Brummie.
At a time of feral youth, all the riots and all moaning about kids, there's one young man who's bucked the trend. He stood up and he said, hang on here, I've got a real problem. I know I'm not going to live too long, but I'm going to do what's left of my life to help other people so no other mums are going to suffer like my mum did. Absolutely brilliant. And why shouldn't we recognise him with a star on Broad Street?
Well, this is the thing. No one that I know can understand why he can't have a star. It seems like a very silly rule. Just explain what it is, Tom.
Well, as I understand it, they're not allowed posthumously. Well, then, change the rules. I'm looking at some of them stars on Broad Street, with all due respect, you know, and I'm thinking, maybe, should they be there? Some of them are fantastic.
Everybody's got an opinion about what...
Something's about... It's subjective. But
when it comes to Harry...
Everybody's got the same
opinion. There's nobody in Birmingham now, and I'll put it out there, you listening. If you're that one person that thinks that Harry shouldn't have a star on Broad Street, then feel free to call in.
The lights won't light up on
another one. Another one.
Because... Change the rules. This man has brought more credit to this city than most people. And he's going to do it after he's passed away. He's going to do it long, long time. He's going to bring credit and he's going to help Brummie citizens and Brummie mums not to have the same problems his mum did.
Yeah.
He's already helped, even after his death, £422,000 in his name for the Birmingham Children's Hospital and Acorns. I guess the thing is now, okay, if you believe... as strongly as Tom and the rest of us, that he should have this star, get behind this petition, OK? It's on our Facebook page now, Foxy and Giuliano, OK? Sign on, OK? Because the more of you that do that, then we can go to the powers that be and say, look, this many people want a star for Harry, OK? Make it happen. Change the rules.
And also, can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
This ain't going away, guys.
No, it's not.
This ain't going away because, if necessary, I'll buy a star and I'll put it up at myself outside.
Put it outside your house.
And arrest me.
Well, do you know what, OK? Although I wouldn't mind him seeing getting arrested.
That'd be brilliant.
No, but
it wouldn't be the first time he's been in handcuffs.
But seriously, you know, I am passionate about this, but everybody in this building, everybody, everywhere I go, everybody talks about it. I go to Birmingham City's training ground. It's a big picture of Harry Moseley. I go down to Aston Villa. They're talking about Harry Moseley and what he's done for Acorn. Everywhere you go in this town, they're talking about Harry Moseley. Sort it out, guys.
Right, thank you. Tom Ross, everybody.
Should it be Foxy, Giuliano and Tom? Hashtag just asking.
I thought you were going to Marbella for a few weeks.
I'll ring you from there.
Tom, thank you very much.